Axis Mundi.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In 1999, I enrolled as a freshman at Azusa Pacific University, about half an hour from my home. APU is an evangelical university. It has a heritage with what was then my home church's evangelical Quaker denomination, along with some Wesleyans and influence from the Pentecostal movement related to Azusa Street in Los Angeles. As a high school senior, I hadn't applied anywhere else but Christian universities, Biola, or the Bible Institute of LA, Westmont, and APU were the only places I sent applications. I never even glanced at the UC application, like my peers. Never considered a Cal State campus. Never considered going to Occidental College, a liberal arts college in Los Angeles, where I had garnered interest from the basketball team. My eyes were set on a Christian education, in a Christian context, with Christian people. I didn't want to be around the debauchery of a frat house or beer pong tournament. Didn't want the influence of secular humanism, Marxism, or Darwin on my thinking. I wanted to train as a Christian leader. Entering APU was my first foray into religious education. Up to then, I had been a public school kid through and through. At APU, we were required to attend chapel 3 times per week. Professors took prayer requests at the beginning of class. Some led the group in worship songs for the first 15 minutes or so. All of this was a huge change for my first 13 years of schooling, and it took a while to get used to. Thanks for listening to this free sample of The Orange Wave. My name is Brad Onishi, the author and creator of the series. I want to invite you to head over to our show notes and to hit the link if you'd like to continue listening to The Orange Wave. I know a paywall isn't something you want to see, and I get it. But I poured my heart and soul into making this docuseries, and we're an indie podcast. We're self-funded, self-produced. We do everything we can on our own to do this work. And so it's a nominal fee, and your contribution will help us make more of these docuseries, continue to do our show a couple times a week, and simply keep an eye on everything that's happening with the religious right, Christian nationalism, and so many other things. If it's just not possible, send us an email and we'll get something worked out so you will have access and be able to continue to listen to this series. Thanks again. We appreciate your support.